Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast all part of a balanced breakfast
that we barely eat.
I did not have breakfast this morning.
I was sad.
I did have breakfast this morning.
Wow.
I had a bowl of cereal.
I had a donut.
Because you're large and your name is Tyler.
That's right. And your name is Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true. Wow. Boys and girls.
This one right here.
This is special.
This is a moment.
This has been in the making for a while.
This is a moment in time that will just be forever. Celebrated forever.
It needs to be immortalized.
Yeah. Right? Well, it will be. And it's going to be made now because
on the internet.
Right. Because joining us today is none other than our father, Nick Reyes.
Yeah.
What's up, Pops?
What's up?
So glad to have you with us today.
It's such an honor.
How do you feel? How do you feel right now?
Super fantastic.
That's what I'm talking about. You must have just ate.
I did.
What did you get, by the way?
I stopped at y'all's Pizza Inn.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We were almost like, yes. We should get Pizza Inn for lunch.
Yes.
Well, the timing of everything changed.
It did.
But it's all right.
What kind of pizza did you get?
Pepperoni.
Oh.
And then, of course, one of them sweet
dessert pizzas.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you get the cinnamon one or the one with
chocolate
the chocolate chip?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what Sarah likes. Sarah likes both of them, of course.
I get one of each.
One of each.
Well, if you're new here, ladies and gentlemen, this is a special episode because it's usually just me and Tyler. But today we've got our dad with us, which has never happened before, but will hopefully happen again soon.
Our biological father that we share.
Our actual father. Because sometimes...
The connecting factor between
just
us.
Just so you know, Dad, sometimes people don't believe that Tyler and I be brethren.
I know.
And, they listen to
y'all like, look totally different.
We do. Tyler's clearly...
Cody's much better looking.
I was literally about to say, you're clearly more... But so anyway, this is a little show called The Table. We do it every week. If you like it, you like what you hear, you like what you're being a part of, first of all, welcome.
Right,
Second of all, go check out our website at thattablepod.com.
Dad, we
have a website. We're official now.
Wow.
Yeah, we're on the internet.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
There's a picture of Tyler on it. It's great.
It looks wonderful. Yeah. It's like automatically, the quality is just up.
Exactly. So anyway, we are so glad that you're here. We're going to have a great time today. We're going to get into some things. But before we get into that, let's get into this.
Never have I ever.
Gentlemen, have you ever played Never Have I Ever, Dad?
And no, I haven't.
Okay, so here's how it goes. I'm going to say Never Have I Ever XYZ, and either you have or you have not. If you haven't, well, that's unfortunate. But if you have, we're just going to share when we did that and just verbally process that.
We got this.
All right.
Y'all got it. Y'all are Reyes men.
That's right.
There's three Reyes men in this room. This
Reyes. R-E-Y-E-S.
Yes, indeed. this room may implode because there's just Reyes
too
men.
Too much.
Yeah, too much.
Reyes
so,
blood.
Gentlemen, never have I ever used something expensive as a coaster.
I'm trying to think.
I did this a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh, I have. But you go first.
Well, the other day I was sitting at the desk, which is behind you, Father. Mm-hmm. And I have no coasters on this desk. And so I was like, what do I need a coaster. So I just took the Nintendo Switch and flipped it upside down on its screen and used the back of it.
You would rather
coaster.
Use a $300 gaming device rather than just put it on this $20 table.
Hey, that's my desk. The Switch comes and goes.
Absolutely not.
Well, it was just for a minute because the drink isn't going to last long. Let's be honest.
Well, yeah.
So I just kind of flipped it over, and I've also done it on a very expensive phone case.
I feel that.
Because phone cases,
they're usually meant to be protected.
Well,
they
generally range around $50 if you get one like from the store, not off Amazon. I was just looking at some earlier for $15. Those are ideal. But this one was like $50, and I was just using it as a coaster. And it left no rings.
I can't say anything because I've used one of my textbooks, my school textbooks, as a coaster.
Or you weren't reading it. You might have used it.
Right, exactly. Not using it. Might as well put a check on it. That's like a $500 coaster right there. Father, have you ever done that?
No,
you haven't put it on any car parts or anything like that.
No,
you've never like taken your drink and set it on the lawnmower hood or anything. You're too busy using the lawnmower.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He's riding it.
The lawnmower never stops.
Right. Do you wash and wax your lawnmower?
Have you? Yeah. I have before.
I was about to say, I know there's got to be a time in there somewhere where you've done this.
Love it. Yes. Love it. I love keeping stuff clean.
He loves keeping stuff
That's
clean.
That's true. He loves like a clean house.
He loves cars and just making things beautiful. You That's pulled right. up today in a beautiful truck into a muddy driveway.
It's right. Okay. Well, he made beautiful children.
Right. Especially you, as we established, right. you know what I'm saying? Well, we are going to, so we have, all of us have used something expensive as a coaster. We say we've done this as Ray's
yes,
men.
Yes.
Okay, good enough.
It is time.
It is time. So, Dad, let us explain to you, let us hip you to what's going on.
Okay.
So, what we've done is Tyler and I both have went onto the interwebs, and we've collected news headlines that caught our attention.
Yes.
And we're going to just present them to you one at a time, and let's just talk about it.
Now, I feel like we should speculate on what those headlines entail. Like, what do we think?
And then
how did we get here?
And then we reveal. And then we reveal what it is.
Yes.
Well, okay.
To whatever extent we can.
Now, ladies and gentlemen listening, this is how this is going to start. We reserve the right to go down any rabbit hole we want to. And we may not even get to all the headlines because
That's true.
We are Reyes men. We get a little distracted
we
sometimes.
We talk. We laugh.
We laugh.
A lot.
We laugh, talk, and cut up. So
a
we
lot.
Reserve the right to do that. Brother, would you like to do the honors?
I would.
Okay.
I would.
Hit
so,
us with it.
On July 15th of 2021, this... I do not actually have the source for this. I'm sorry.
No, okay. That's okay. We don't have to list sources because...
Excellent. Good.
We just don't have them.
Mac and cheese is the ice cream you never thought you need, and now it's hard to get.
What?
And here's a picture.
Mac and what? Cheese.
Yes. Fellas, how does that make you feel, first off?
Mac and cheese ice cream?
Mac and cheese ice cream. Would you try that, Dad? Look at his face. I wish you could
oh,
see his face.
Oh, my
right
God.
There.
Probably not, because, first of all, it's on my birthday when that happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
he said, what a horrible birthday present.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with the regular cake and the...
Well, can you imagine if they would have brought you out cake and then there's ice cream, you open it up and
macaroni.
It's macaroni and cheese.
No, it's just yellow ice cream. It's like dark orange. Like it's like an orange
yellow. I wonder what it tastes
cream.
Like though. Because I love
like
macaroni and cheese.
Apparently,
yeah, but
it's
ice
very
cream?
Cheesy. Apparently it's like a
much
very
like you
ice
and
ice
your
cream.
Jokes. We need to hire him to be our soundboard right. man. So that's it right there?
That is it.
Well, it just looks like scoops of frozen cheese.
That's cool.
That's basically what it is.
It's cool.
Because cool. ice cream is cold.
That looks like sherbet.
It does.
It does.
The sherbet push-ups.
Does
sherbet contain cheese?
No. Oh, good. This is going to be, but it tastes very cheesy. So what it is.
Get it? Cheesy.
This is a masterpiece already.
I'm loving it.
Much like Flipper.
Right. Stop it. Oh, man. So what happened was it was like National Macaroni and Cheese Day.
Mm-hmm.
So to celebrate it, they decided to make it into ice cream. And apparently it was so odd and unique that it like sold out like in a bunch of places where they were selling
wow.
it. And it was like double digits for a pint of ice cream. I can't remember. It was like $12 to $15 for a pint of ice cream.
Oh, that. Lord. Oh.
Yeah. I can't imagine doing it.
What were the results, though? Like, did people...
Apparently, there were really good ratings. One of the reviews was like, it's cheesy.
But is it one of those things where people are like, bring this back? Or...
Let me double check the article, but it had raving reviews, and that's why they were sold out everywhere. That's why it was like, it's hard to get now.
Man, people will eat anything.
It's $12 a pint.
I don't know, guys. Down here in the South... No. They're going to be like,
yeah.
I tell you what, you cook you some macaroni and cheese and freeze it.
And if you really want to take that to the next level, you take you some candied bacon and put on that.
Imagine going to a Mexican restaurant and that's what they put on your nose.
I want some macaroni
oh,
and cheese.
Oh, no.
Frozen
mac and cheese.
One of the reviews said it's a little funky, a little salty, and a little sweet. But all together, I just say it just kind of comes together. It's very creamy and buttery and a lot better than you think it's
going
to be.
No thanks.
Wow.
I'm going to politely decline.
It's like...
I don't
it's,
know.
It's a thing.
It's interesting because, I mean, I've never heard of
like
the frozen grapes.
Yeah.
And I love I love grapes. I love and then you freeze grapes. Them. It's like a treat.
Yeah, it's like a
well,
candy.
This is not, you know, freezing macaroni. This is making like regular ice cream, yeah, like the texture of
and
ice
they
cream.
They made it taste like it.
But they made it taste like macaroni.
Oh.
I just don't understand.
Like a scoop of ice cream. Like you're holding vanilla ice cream in your hand and it tastes like macaroni.
No, I don't know about that.
Because that means there's some artificialness.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, because macaroni is very natural.
It is. It grows on trees. Haven't you seen it?
You don't my have mac and cheese. My mac and trees.
Mac and trees. Okay.
Okay, Cody. Okay. You should take us to the next one.
So the first headline I have, it's sort of self-explanatory as to what happens, but okay. I want to just hear your thoughts on it. The first word in the headline is Mac Daddy. Colon.
Mac and cheese.
Ah, there you go.
Mac Daddy.
Guinness World Record holder ate McDonald's Big Macs daily for 50 years.
And his name is Cody Dewitt.
Your 30-year-old brother. So what are your initial thoughts on just that fact?
So Guinness World Record holder, he eats Big Macs every day for 50 years?
He has done this for 50 years.
And he's still alive?
Yeah. We'll get to that in a second. First of all, that
how
is
how did
a,
he not get sick of it is what I want.
That is a miracle in itself. Well, here's the thing.
So he had to start at an early enough age to be able to purchase them. Mm-hmm. Like, how old is this man?
He is currently 67.
17. Every day since he was 17.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of Big Macs.
Has he been featured on My 500-Pound Life?
He has been featured on the Morgan Spurlock documentary, Supersize Me.
Okay.
Well, he's not large. This
really?
Man, he's not. Let me.
That's what I was trying to get at.
First of all, at the time of this article being written, because I'm sure he's still doing this, you don't just stop eating Big Macs, as you know.
Well, you got to hold the record.
Right. At the time of this was written, he's had 32,340 Big Macs.
Wow.
And he eats three a day. And his name is Donald Gorski, G-O-R-S-K-E. He's got the world record for eating Big Macs. Like I said, 32,340 of them. This is what he said, quote, "When I like something, I stick with it all the time."
For 50 years, apparently.
And he said that he had his first ever Big Mac. His experience with getting that was he drove straight to McDonald's to get his first three Big Macs and then got in the car and ate them just like that. And I read through the article. He has kept all the boxes.
Oh, no, no,
he's
no,
kept
no, no.
all the receipts.
What?
He has McDonald's like merchandise in his home. Like he has went this man has went all out. And he has all these things.
Okay, so can we just admit that I'm not that bad when it comes to things that I like? Because I'm known that when I like something, I get on it for a while, and like I'll stay on that kick. But 50 years?
You're not that bad.
Keeping boxes and receipts?
You eventually move on to something else. He has not.
Very quick.
I was about to say.
Very quick.
I will move on like that.
And he has not. He stuck with it for 50 years. I assume. Here's the thing about his health, though, because he mentioned it. He said that he somehow has went to the doctor and got checkups and is, quote, healthy as a horse. Has
a horse that eats a Big Mac every day.
He said his cholesterol is fine.
What?
His blood sugar and all that stuff is fine. And it's apparently all because he insists on, like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to go walking
today. So does
today.
He buy extra?
Oh,
for
he
like,
walks.
He walks, yeah. And he keeps it.
There must be a balance there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but does he, like, what about holidays? Did he just buy extra for when they're closed on the holidays or whatever?
I don't have this information, but I would assume so. And he's known as the Big Mac Man. Like, that's I mean, Mac Daddy.
That's Mac Daddy.
Yeah, Mac Daddy, if you will.
I think he earned that title.
Oh, well, clearly.
I think so. Yeah. I'm not going to call him Mac Daddy. No. I'm going to call
him. I personally will refrain.
I'm going to call him Donald.
Right.
McDonald.
McDonald.
Why is he not called McDonald?
That's crazy.
Because his first name is Donald. Why is he not called McDonald?
What if it was named after him? Because I don't think McDonald's was always named McDonald's.
I don't know. I think McDonald's is pretty old.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just theorizing.
They did a documentary on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
McDonald's, that supersized me. It makes you feel bad about it. As a big man.
No thanks.
Because it's pretty preachy.
Like for all you listeners out there, I am not that big.
Right.
I'm a small 5'5" man.
Our dad is very, very much what we strive to be,
right,
but shall never achieve.
To shrink. To shrink. Because I'm like 5'8". You're like 6'12".
Well, I'm talking about as far as like being fit.
6'12", 12 inches of foot.
I think I'm more like 5'11".
Or 5'17".
I don't know. 5'17". Y'all are some good looking kids.
You're right. Oh,
praise
the Lord.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
What you got, brother?
All right. So my next
good
one.
Good looking kids.
Y'all gonna love
I'm
my
so
next
proud
two.
Of my boys.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Scientists discover fossil of a four-legged whale with raptor-like eating style.
What?
So a four-legged whale.
Four-legged whale.
With a raptor.
Raptor-like eating style.
Now, what is a raptor-like eating style? Like scavengers?
Carnivorous.
Right. I will understand that.
Yo, pause.
I saw a video of a female elk grazing on a rabbit.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
That was weird.
So
she had to be sick.
Elk is like a really big moose. Like
yeah, really that's not a moose. It's in the deer
like
family.
A deer family.
Yeah, around there. Yeah. It's like it's a four-legged animal with hooves and horns, and it's huge. And they eat their herbivores. They eat plants and like fruit and
grass,
stuff like that. Grass,
corn,
yeah. Not living animals because they don't have the teeth for it. And
this one was grazing on a rabbit.
This one was like flesh.
Yeah. Much like you and I at Texas Roadhouse.
Exactly.
We pull up into the parking lot, we're like, flesh.
Big fat steak.
Yes, Lord. My goodness. But anyway,
these people found fossil remains relating, or it kind of gives the idea of a four-legged whale with like, let me just show you the picture. It like has sharp teeth.
Oh, you got the.
There's the picture of what they think that it would have looked like.
Have you seen the thing? Speaking of that, where they think that. Oh my!
So imagine that, but whale sized.
What?
That looks like an anteater.
It looks like an anteater with sharp teeth.
It does. No,
it does look like an ant. That's the first flippers. Thing I thought.
Swimming, an ant eater drowning,
just going down like
with
what,
sharp teeth.
With sharp teeth, it's
but
eating.
It, for it to be the size of a whale, and to be like that, is like.
Hey, there's things in the ocean that we'll never know.
Oh, I know. Y'all need to go check out our Megalodon episode.
Right. It's like one of the first ones
but
did.
My thing about it is the thing with fossils is that they make a lot of assumptions based off of very little things.
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of these are educated guesses, but like from my understanding, this is the fossil they found.
That's the one?
I don't know if there's more than that, but here's what's pictured.
Well, you would have to assume.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's like... Like a pelvis.
I thought you were
and gonna, like some bits.
I could even understand like one night when no one's looking, like Dwight just moves a lot of bones around, like, hey, look what we found.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just for goofs.
This, right. But this is literally like just like a pelvis and a couple other things, but they think because of the way that the bones are set up that it has the potential to have the legs and the carnivorous eating.
Well,
style.
I have the potential to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I don't. So, I mean, like, I could just as easily, like, starve myself and work out the way he does.
Yeah, but you don't have the potential to, like, grow wings.
I might. Don't doubt me. You don't know what I can
do. You don't know what's hidden under all this.
Right. You don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I subscribe to this one.
I don't either,
because
honestly.
These are the same people, not necessarily these individuals, but these are the same people who say that because of XYZ, there's clearly no God.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And they could have, but now they could have found more and it just wasn't pictured there because, could've. You know, I just kind of scammed a little bit.
So we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt and just say, okay.
I just don't like the idea of there being
a whale with legs that eats like a velociraptor.
Exactly.
and that's another thing. Like, why didn't they just say a carnivorous whale? Why'd they say velociraptor?
I think because of the way that the mouth is and stuff and the way that the claws would have worked.
Yeah.
I think that they said it would have had the same eating style of like putting its hands on whatever it's eating, such as other whales, and just like ripping into it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just saw that I do actually have sources for all three of mine. They're all three from the New York Post.
Oh.
Do with that what you will.
Okay.
So my next one is from January 9th of 2018. Headline, Florida man tries to steal rack of ribs by stashing it in his pants.
I've seen people do that in Mississippi. I went to lunch with somebody who literally, we went to this Chinese restaurant and she went and got dessert. She wrapped it up in a napkin and put it in her purse. She didn't want to leave it. She didn't have time to eat it. She was really full. She wanted to eat it later. You can't take it to
Where
go.
Where did you see this at?
At work. Oh. We went out to eat on lunch.
Oh.
And she put it in a napkin. Put like three pieces of cake in a napkin and put it in her purse.
What in the world? She said, I'm getting my money's worth.
Yeah. I walked by her later. She had it unfolded on her desk eating cake.
She said, well, I ain't going to let everybody else get theirs and me not get mine.
Right. I paid for this.
Well, here's what's crazy is the headline says, it mentions specifically the rack of ribs. And what the article actually says is that the 26-year-old man also was smuggling fried chicken, two packs of hamburger buns, some mashed potatoes.
Oh.
All these items were in his pants.
What kind of pants was he wearing?
I have to have pictured, like, you know those carpenter pants that have, like, the big pockets on the side?
The cargo
it
pants.
Had to, is that what I was, cargo?
Cargo.
I say carpenter. I apologize.
The same thing.
Oh, they are.
I believe so. Father? I believe carpenters wear cargo pants, correct?
Is that true?
It might be some NC Hammer pants.
I have some of those pants.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I have pants.
It's called parachute pants.
Right. I have pants that are like that. They're tapered at the bottom. They're
that,
really
that way
big.
Nobody nothing to fall out.
Exactly.
Well, we know
exactly.
Well, we know what it wasn't. It wasn't the pants the kids are wearing these days.
No, it was sure wasn't those pants.
I think it had to have been those that have like the big, we know what we're talking about. Yeah. They have the big pockets on each side. Mm-hmm. But here's what's crazy, and here's what I want to know, is it says when the cops busted, I'm not even going to try to say his name. I'm sorry.
John Doe.
Yeah, John Doe. He's no longer with us.
Ooh, pause. The McRib is coming back.
I don't eat McDonald's.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do. I'll wait on that sucker.
The McRib is coming back around my birthday.
I'm excited for you.
I'm very excited.
It says that they stopped him at an Indian Town store. So I'm wondering, like, are they looking for him? Because what it says is he allegedly, quote, removed a full rack of ribs from his waistband.
Could you imagine how nasty that is?
Right. Well, that's
like
why
the barbecue sauce on your torso.
Right.
I wonder if he was trying to like stealing it, whatever, to feed a family.
I don't know.
Or you know what I'm saying?
So he had a lot. He had the chicken and all that other stuff. But here's what I want to know:
makes sense.
Did he steal it and he's just off, you know, going on with his afternoon, gets busted for something else, and then he's like, "Here's my ribs.
You caught me." We're here to arrest you for insurance fraud. Right. Puts the ribs back in his pants.
Gonna need these in the
right,
pen.
Exactly.
But yeah, that was one that caught my eye.
I can't. I couldn't imagine being that comfortable with ribs in my a full rack of ribs.
I'm sure because that's another thing. A full rack of ribs.
I'm
sure he wasn't having a good time.
No,
but it's also, I didn't think about that point. The dad he may have been trying to feed his family.
Yeah.
Which if so,
then go for it, buddy. Just be careful.
Yeah.
Good luck in these streets.
You got to practice. You got to make sure you're walking correctly.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it from anywhere, do it from a buffet.
Yeah, for sure. We don't condone stealing.
Right. Only crime.
Right. Christ really is my everything.
Yes.
It's an acronym.
We have an acronym that it's crime, and it's C stands for Christ really is my everything, and it spells out crime.
And it just kind of happened
that's
one
right.
day. Yeah.
That's
so
right.
So we do love crime here.
Yeah. Tyler said that, not me.
All right, fellas. So on September 29th, which was like this week.
That was of this year?
Yes, 2021.
Oh, okay.
At 11:53 a.m. precisely. this article was released saying for $84,000. Okay, first of all, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
For $84,000, an artist returned two blank canvases titled Take the Money and Run.
What? Wait, returned it to where? Oh. Returned it like to where they were stolen from?
Where would he steal blank canvases from? Walmart?
What I'm saying is like, I need more information.
So I'm about to give that to you.
Because what I'm picturing is like, he stole the paintings, not those. He was ransomed, was $84,000, whatever. Then he returns the paintings, quote unquote.
This is not the correct, no.
Okay.
So what happened? The money was supposed to be used to create modern art.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he was paid for this.
Oh, he was paid.
Okay. Yes. A Danish museum gave this man $84,000 in return. He gave them two empty canvases. And he titled the art piece, Take the Money and Run. Yes.
Now, you showed me the picture there. Is that like...
It is on display.
They put it on display?
They put it on display reluctantly. It literally says in this interview that it was reluctantly. It is a breach of a contract, and a breach of a contract is part of the work. He's like, that's part of it. He's like, this is art. He literally took $84,000 from them and gave them two blank canvases and was like, this is the art.
This is art. Like, look at what I've done.
Me doing this, taking your money and giving this to you.
Look
is
at what
art.
I've done.
Like almost like symbolism and stuff like that. They said the unexpected delivery provoked laughter and questions and whatnot because the museum didn't want to take two blank canvases, not,
especially $84,000.
But I'm assuming because there was people there looking at it.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that whenever they come up, they're like,
I would, hey, I would like to walk up to it and point at it and say, don't you see it?
Yeah. It's right there. It's right there.
I would love $84,000.
I would also love $84,000.
And give somebody two blank canvases. Look, yeah, if y'all looking for a new piece for your museum,
here we go.
Hit us up.
A quote comes to mind that I use frequently on this show. It's better to have a good story than a good time.
Right.
And they have a great story.
Well, people, that guy is having a good time, I'm sure.
What they should do, though, is because it's so unique, they should put it in like a special room, additional admission to get in.
That's right.
And you get the extra story because you got to make up for that 84 grand that you lost, bro. Right.
Pay for that story.
Right. Pay for that story. And they should have like almost in like a, I'll start saying like a museum type way, but what I mean is like a history museum of like, here's a picture of the guy. Here's the details of the agreement.
And I'm then sure you might come to that.
You walk down the wall and then at the end it's like, and here's the piece, but you can't look at that. I need that $5.
That's
bucks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right. Exactly.
And then you pay the $5. Cool. Bucks. And you see, just like Dad said, there you see it? There it is.
There it is.
I saw this. I heard this one theory. And I, of course, it's just a theory. And I don't know how true it is. But they're like one of the biggest schemes of like all time in America is the art community. In that they're making these paintings and charging, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for them, thousands of dollars for them, but they're using that for like money laundering and stuff like that. So they're trying to come off like they're very like a modern artist, but they're just using it to like get money back and forth through illegally. Like it's an interesting theory, and I could understand that, but I also think some people are just pretentious and really.
That's true. That's true.
Just because it's like a splatter, and it's like it's modernism.
So I have one more.
I have another one.
I have another Florida man story.
Nice.
So those are some of the best ones.
I agree.
No shade to Florida, but I mean, come on. It's a meme.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Florida man. This is from June 16th of 2020. Florida man bitten in the face by alligator while playing disc golf.
I play disc golf.
Right. Now, how do you
must have gone reaching for a disc.
How do you think this happened?
I think that he probably threw a disc and it landed in the water. And he
or close by the water.
Right. And he went to go get it and just.
what was that noise?
That's what happens when something bites your face.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. So you're basically right. Travis Spitzer, 40 years old.
Four?
40.
I heard four also. I was bad. He doesn't need to be playing disc golf.
No, he doesn't. He was waist deep.
Waist?
In a lake in Largo looking for his frisbee when the gator grabbed him by his face and tried to pull him into the water. He broke free and bolted to safety but was hospitalized with gashes on his mug.
Wow.
He's a very lucky man.
Yeah, he is.
If my disc is out there in the water and it's waist deep. Exactly. Yeah. They're like $10, $15.
Well, and another thing too, what I'm confused about is... He said he was waist deep. Do the discs float?
No.
So he's out there like...
It might have been clear water. Like
it could have been.
Like, you know, Mississippi, we kind of got dirty water.
Yeah, well, what I'm getting at is he was obviously like bending down, like feeling for it.
He probably saw it or was feeling for it, so...
Well, and if it was clear water, did he not see the gator?
Well, then you're right. He probably was just out
like
there just
reaching down.
He probably saw where the disc went
and
was like, okay, I got to get out there like now.
I'd be like, nah, fam.
No, 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 absolutely not. I've lost a disc in the water and I just left it there. Because you know why?
I'm not going to dig into it.
Well, and it was like black water.
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, Lord, no.
No.
Like, I couldn't even see, like, at the shore, the dirt below. Like, it was just, you look down and it's like black.
Can you imagine, like, going disc golfing and you have to leave and be hospitalized because you were bitten in the face?
I hope he wasn't,
by a gator.
On the opposite end of the course and had to, like, go through the woods. And be like, carried through the woods with gashes on his face to try to, like,
I'm sure there were complications.
Yeah. A little bit.
Because you're not expecting, like, that's just not something that happens every day. Thus, the headline.
Right.
The news story.
He was very lucky.
Very, very lucky.
For sure. I have one. This one is also from September 21st, which the other one was 29th, but still.
This one was also from a date that I forgot didn't mention earlier.
I read it, I was like, oh, September 20, and then whatever, I was mid-speaking, I was like, oh, wait, the other one was 29th, my bad. Sorry, guys.
It's all good, fam.
So, a 10-foot-wide house in Boston, 10-foot-wide house in Boston, sells for $1.25 million.
What?
Yes.
Like a, this is like tiny house this territory. This is a
tiny, it's 10 foot wide. I am almost 10 foot wide.
So why did it sell for so much?
Well, let's get into that. Why do you think it sold for that much?
It has to be like sitting on somewhere, like valuable.
No. Do you have any guesses as to why it would cost that much?
That's a lot of money.
For a 10 foot wide house. That's a lot of money.
$1.25 million for a 10 foot wide
house. Was it a situation where like this, well, I don't think they would pay that much, but like the city needs to make a road through here and your house is in the way, so
they got to pay you to get it out of the way or something?
Nope.
Was it sitting on oil?
Nope. This is in Boston. So what happened?
It was sitting by a really good Taco Bell.
Right. No, it's so
they're like, you're going to pay me mine.
Right. It is actually, the legend is that two brothers shared land, but one built more than his share, so the other built a skinny house to block access and views.
Wow.
What in the world?
Apparently, he was just being petty and built this 10-foot house, and it just like, it's like such a, there's a story behind it. It's like a historical location because of, I'm assuming it didn't
almost like a wall.
Yeah. Right. It's practically a wall. It's literally like a hallway.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm kidding you not. It's like a hallway.
So is the house occupied?
Somebody bought it.
Well,
yeah, it wasn't to tear it down.
Oh,
they're there to like live there.
So someone bought it to live there.
He literally built this house. He built this house to block off entry. Like and like views. And
you know
stuff
what
like
would
that.
Be amazing is if by coincidence the people who buy the house, their last name is Petty's.
Stop it!
Because like, I've heard of people whose last name is like Petty's.
Richard, you know, Petty.
Well, yeah, well, there you go, Richard Petty. Like, that'd be so great.
That is not the case. But yeah, I was very shocked at that.
Would you ever do something like that?
Buy a
no. Like just build something out of pettiness.
No. I need to build stuff in my house that I live in now, and I can't do it out of motivation.
Like, but if you have like the resources and just like the
out of pettiness, and if I have,
how far would you go to be petty?
I wouldn't go that far.
You would go that far,
not to build something, to occupy a space like that. Like it's
I think a fence would have been a lot easier.
A fence, yeah,
yeah, a lot easier.
A privacy fence.
Ryan said, "I'm going to build a building,
literally a home that someone will buy.
10-foot wide building.
That's not very big.
No, it's not very big. I think it's less room than this room, probably.
I don't know. I don't even know how
it's,
big
it's probably less or about the size.
That's crazy. I'm not going to live.
That's in how wide the house
look,
is.
Look, one of my fears whenever I came down with COVID is originally I was going to have to stay in this room.
Oh, wow.
And I wasn't going to go out there and like be around Sarah and stuff.
We didn't know if she had it yet.
Right. I started to say thankfully she had it, but that's not what I mean. Like,
thank God.
Thankfully we had it at the same time.
Together.
Yeah, as opposed to one or the other.
You're welcome.
So I can't imagine. Yeah, thanks, Tyler. So I can't imagine like living here like this is your house. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I know some people have to do that, and that's fine.
I did that
some
for a
people,
while.
Well, some people choose to do such a thing. Yeah. Like they like the tiny houses, and we sell them all the time at work. Like they'll come out here.
They'll
and,
make houses out
yeah,
of
them. Yeah, they'll come out there and buy like the 8x12,
the
and it's going to be a
tiny
house.
The only way I could see
house.
That working is if you had like a lot of land or you were traveling.
That's true.
Like if you're like, there's people that like work in that live in campers, RVs, and vans and stuff like that, and they compensate tiny living space with the outdoors being like their living room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they'll open the doors or they'll just get outside and they're just like in nature, you know? Like I feel like that would make up for it. But if you're buying like a shed and you're living in that shed in one area and not moving, that I could feel like would be a problem because you're just like cramped there every day. You're not going anywhere. You're not traveling. You're just there cramped. Like I couldn't imagine doing that.
So we did make it through all the headlines.
Yes.
I have had a question come to mind for you, Dad.
Uh-oh.
That I'm going to ask you. Potentially two questions. Okay. One, how many wrecks have you been in?
None.
You've been in no wrecks?
All right, follow-up question.
To God be the glory.
How many speeding tickets have you?
Some things are best left not said.
Well, I was going to ask, like, what's the worst wreck you've ever been in? But thank God you've not been in it.
I have not ever been in one.
Have you ever?
I've had my truck hit by a young man coming out of work one day, and I was he was just popping the clutch, and he bumped the side of my truck in the corner.
Oh dear.
Well, the speeding ticket blessings I've gotten from my father, like that was one thing like that.
I've had a few of them.
So both of you suffer from criminal speeding.
Until they sent me this mean letter saying that it's a privilege to drive. And then I slowed down.
Yeah, you slowed down.
I slowed down here after that. After I got two back to back, I slowed down.
Well, yeah.
I remember my first ticket. I was so scared to tell Dad. I was so scared, and he's like, I can't even be mad at you.
You know
it's
what,
like
son?
I get them all the time.
You know what, son? It just be like that. Sometimes you're a Reyes. You got a heavy.
That's how I'm gonna have to be. I'm just like I can't even be mad at you.
I'm over here going 55 on 60. That's true. Not 26.
Highway 26.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I got the heavy.
How many have y'all got?
I have had
question from me to y'all.
I have had. Let's see. One, two, four. I've had three, four.
In your
four.
Lifetime?
In my five. Lifetime.
Tyler?
Yeah.
Six.
One of them was kind of bogus, though, and unfair.
I think I've had at least six.
So one, you've had six?
I've had at least six.
Two of those at one time?
Two of those around the same time.
Now, is that six that you publicly acknowledge, or is there like
I think I legitimately think it's a total of six.
Okay. I had one time that, to me, was just totally not fair. I was on 26. It was when I had my black truck.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
You've had seven?
Yeah, I remember. Remember the extra one.
He's still counting over there.
Sorry. And it means
ooh, eight. Oh, gosh.
Tyler.
Okay. I think eight is the top. Not all of them were speeding. Like, one of them was like, here's a ticket for this.
Mm. Okay. Well, I got a speeding ticket one time because I was on 26. I was in my black truck, and I was in amongst a convoy of three other cars. So there's four of us.
Yeah.
There's two in front of me. And one behind me. And we're all just kind of going with the flow. Now, we're not going fast.
Yeah.
We're probably going 62, you know, something like that. Well, we're on our way, and then there's a road off to the side that you can turn off of, and sitting right there is a trooper. Mm-hmm. We all pass him. He passes up the car behind me, ignores the two in front of me, and pulls me over. And I'm like,
of course.
First of all, it took more effort for you. Why didn't you pull over the guy behind me and just use him as an example, like for all of us to slow down?
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy in the front, at least, if you're going to pass
like,
people.
Something's got to, like, why me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I pulled over in the spot where I pulled over on 26. Well, this isn't a good enough spot. Now, he's like, he gets out. He's like, hey, go further down. And I'm like,
I'm sorry. Is this an inconvenience for you, sir?
I hate to inconvenience you. Let's make you as comfortable as possible. Now, I support and love our law enforcement, but at the time, I'm like, you're critiquing the way that I pulled over? Like, what in the world? And so I finally got to a place of his liking, and he was kind enough to come up to me and yell at me about me speeding. And I'm just sitting here like, did you not see the other three people that I was with? Like, what happened? Why did you single me out?
Yeah.
Then he gave me a ticket.
Gave you a ticket.
And he sent me on my way.
We got away from one time. I got to tell y'all this.
Yeah.
I had mama. God bless her soul. But anyway, we had my white pickup truck, and we was coming right there from the with the recycle centers that they don't like calling it a dump anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called a recycle center. We was coming down through there on back to Loosedale, and he hit his lights on us. Oh. And I was running pretty good. And I told him
it's pretty good.
Oh, it was a 35-mile-an-hour zone. I think we was doing 60.
Oh,
and just come down through there, and we hit the bottom of the railroad track. We flew, and this joker hits his lights on us, and I didn't know what to say. Mama said, I told you he's going to get you. I said, well, listen to me, Mom. I said, when he comes up, watch this. And he come walking up, and he real easy with his hands on his holster. He said, can I ask you what's your hurry? I said, my mama's pregnant. She's on labor. I said, breathe, Mama, breathe. He started going. And then he started laughing so hard, he let us go.
Oh, my gosh. I need to try that.
What?
I've been trying the sympathy route. I need to go the other route.
And she was like, you know, she's sitting there laughing. And when I just looked at her and I said, breathe, mama, breathe. She started. Look, but anyway, that got us out of the ticket.
See, that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
See, I've been trying the sympathy card. I don't know if you know or not. I got a ticket on the way to your house for Thanksgiving last year.
What?
Last year on the way there. So I'm like 83.
Allegedly.
63.
Allegedly.
Oh my God.
I'm like going 83, 85. And the speed limit on 63 is like 65, I think.
No, on 63. Yeah.
I'm coming off of 26 off by Las Fajitas going down 63. State trooper.
Las Vegas. Oh, yeah.
He whipped it around so fast.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, where are you going?
Tyler.
I said, it's Thanksgiving Day, right? I said, it's Thanksgiving. I haven't seen my family in a while. I said, I'm just really excited to see my family. He looked at my driver's license. It said Loosedale, Mississippi. My car tag said Stone County. So I made it come off as like I haven't seen them in like years. It's been like 2 weeks. So needless to say, he gave me a ticket.
Yeah, I hadn't
seen y'all in a while. I was excited to see.
I wish so bad he would have been like, sir, you live in Loosedale.
Right, because my driver's license said Loosedale.
And then for you to have to be like, actually.
Right, exactly.
I don't exactly. live here.
Oh, man. But even Stone County's not that far away.
Lord
but
have mercy.
But then I got one like the next month. I was coming out. I wasn't even speeding on this one. I was coming out of work, okay? And there was a cop coming my direction from the left and nobody coming from the right. So I said, okay, well, I've got time. I went ahead and pulled out. He whipped that thing around so fast. He said, you know I have right-of-way, right? I'm like, do what?
Oops.
And like this one, I was not playing the sympathy card. I was a little defensive. I was like, because I said, he came up to my car. I said, do you mind if I ask you why you pulled me over?
Oh, getting all cocky with him.
I didn't say it exactly like that, but needless to say, he did not take too kindly to that.
No, he is not.
And he issued me that fat ticket, and I still hadn't paid the one I got last month.
Good.
So I was like, yay.
Well, so, let me tell you the story of...
your birthday one?
Well, no, that's relatively uneventful. I got pulled over on my way to have lunch with Mom and Sarah on my birthday. And
she let him go because it was his birthday.
She let me go with a warning. But let me say this. It was the first time I've ever been given sympathy. Every other time I've been given a ticket.
Yeah.
And it was a very nice lady officer. I pulled in at the fire station, the fire station.
Nice.
And so I pulled in there and she was like, what's your hurry, bud? I was like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm on my limited lunch break and I'm meeting my mom and my wife for lunch. It's my birthday. And she's like, oh, okay, well, hang on just a second. She took my license, and I'm like, tick-tock. Like, let's go, you know? Yeah. And then she was like, all right, I'm just going to give you a warning today. You know, take it easy, slow down, and happy birthday. I was like, all right, thank you so much. And then I proceeded to speed further. No, the one I was going to bring up is me and Sarah had been over in Louisiana visiting my in-laws for the weekend. So we come home. We've had a great weekend, you know. Everything's great. And we get home. Well, what do? You check the mail. You know, you got to come home and check the mail. So we checked it, and there's a nice, beautiful letter in there informing us that there's a warrant out for her arrest.
Oh, wow.
For a ticket that she had not paid.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, no. Like, I got to get this. I was like, okay, you can't go to work tomorrow. You can't drive while this is out. You know, we got to get this figured out. And I'm panicking.
Right.
She then chooses that this is the time that she should tell me about the other ticket that she had
in a different county
in George County that she had also not paid. I said, so what you're telling me is there are currently two warrants out for your arrest in two counties. She said, yes. She said, I'm so sorry. I forgot to pay it. I didn't want to tell you, yada, yada, yada. I was distraught. I immediately got on Facebook, and there's a buddy of mine who at the time was a cop. He's since retired. But I was like, bro, I need help. I was like, what do I do? He's like, you just got to pay them, and she can't drive until you do, because if they pull her over, they'll take her to jail.
Yep.
I'm like, okay. Yep. I said, like, Sarah, you ain't going to work tomorrow. I got to go pay these tickets. And I did. And since she was able to go or whatever. But you talking about
scared.
Scared. Hey, them things ain't cheap.
No, they ain't cheap.
No, they ain't cheap. Why do you think I go to the speed limit now?
You're looking at $100-something, $200 every time.
And it adds up.
For sure. Well, then when you get...
Every now and then, it's like, okay, whatever.
Well, it's like getting some dirt in your mouth. Every now and then you need a good mouthful of dirt, you know?
Yeah, but then
you why do we get so mad, though, when you get one? You know you broke the law.
You get mad because you got caught. You got caught. It's like, I do this every day going home from work, and you're going to catch me today.
Well, and I think another thing, too, is like, everybody is doing it.
Everybody.
Yeah. But you chose me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think another thing, too, is
it's
like...
It's also inconsistent.
It's really not as bad. Like, if you get pulled over, that's inconvenient. But what really hurts is when they do give you a ticket.
Yeah.
A warning every now and then.
Like, you show that you're a nice guy. You're respectful. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to cuss you out, officer. I understand why you pulled me over.
It means a
lot. Please don't give me a ticket.
Yeah. Like, and then they just do anyway.
Yeah, and they just don't care.
I mean, they're doing their job. Like, I don't want it to. I don't want it to come off as if we're being like anti-cop.
Oh Lord,
because we're not.
We need them.
We need them severely. And at the end of the day, yes,
back the blue, baby.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, you are the one breaking the law.
Right. Absolutely,
Tyler. You are the one breaking the law.
Crime.
So yeah,
I did my share of it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
One more that I was talking about over the weekend. Tell us the one about where you may or may not have challenged the cop to a race.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Which time?
The time that I'm thinking of was when I think it was you, it was Tyler and Brittany in the back, and you were like swerving and didn't.
We had Carlos's daughter in a Christy.
Christy. And, oh, I do remember that.
Yeah. And I think I was just swerving back and forth and hitting them idiot bumps.
You were messing with
it. You know, just
yeah.
And the whole time the cop was behind me. He finally hit his lights on us. And he said, have you been drinking? I said, no, sir. We was actually going to church.
Yeah, y'all
were going to church. We was going to church because Christy wasn't. We had to go pick her up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we went and picked her up, and we was heading to church. And I was doing the little idiot bumps, hitting them. Brr, brr, and that's why they call idiot bumps, because I felt like an idiot. Like, that cop pulled me over, and he just looked at me. He said, are you drunk? I said, no, sir.
No, sir.
Never had a drink in my life.
Yeah.
And he said, at the time, he said... He said, you be careful. I was just acting crazy. And I said, by the way, you want to race? He said, no, I don't want to race. Just be careful. He let me go.
If I would do that, he would have produced his sidearm and immediately shot me in the head.
Yeah, he would have been taken to jail or something.
Like, what did you say, boy?
Shot in the foot.
Right.
$700 ticket.
Absolutely. It would have ended really poorly for me.
Lord.
But Christine and all them thought it was hilarious.
Oh, well, of course.
Uncle Nick asked him to race.
I was telling some guys about it at the lock-in this weekend, and I was like, y'all just don't know, man. Like, my dad is nuts.
I've actually been going down the road before, and I had a car come up flying behind me. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, here we go. Let's go, big boy. And then I ease up by 80, 85. Then he hit his lights on me, and then I slow down. I've had that a couple of times. That they actually don't stop me, but they're right there with me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I've been fortunate on some of them, but some of the time they will pull me over.
It only takes one good one, and then you'll be like, okay, let me calm down.
Yeah, that $200-something ticket.
That $200 one, whoop you.
And then it's like $230, $225, depends how you go on, and it's just horrible.
Well, and eventually it becomes like a utility bill for someone like Tyler. It's like,
for real.
Got to pay my monthly ticket, you know.
I'm trying to save money.
But you better pay them because they will suspend your license.
I've paid all mine.
How many times do you get pulled over before they do that?
And it depends on how back-to-back the tickets are.
Oh, really?
Some of them fall off the record and stuff like that.
Oh, I got you. That makes sense. Which is a relief.
Right.
Thank the Lord.
So your insurance knows.
Your insurance does know.
Some insurance don't care.
They charge you for that.
Yeah. Your insurance will go up.
If you got liability, they don't really care. Just pro tip out there.
That was like the most confident you've ever been.
Oh, I know.
Statement.
I know. Well, that $65 ain't changed none.
Let me tell you something. Right. You got liability.
Life hacks.
Right. Life hacks with Tyler. Love that so much. Man, we, you know, Dad, something that we do here on the show to help deal with things such as a speeding ticket or something else that may be bothering you is we like to listen to music. And Tyler is going to help us with that.
this week on Drop the Bop. I got a good one for you, fellas.
Well, thank God.
Right, about time.
Just kidding.
This one is called Done Enough, and it is indeed by James Wilson and Lauryn Hill.
Nice.
Single released about a month ago or so. The music video just released like last night as of this recording.
I saw that. Yeah.
Lauryn Hill is a beastly singer. Of course, James is great, but you know, it's just nice to hear other voices featured and stuff like that. Support apostolic content.
Absolutely.
Go check it out. The message of the song is literally saying, if you've never do anything else for me, Lord, you've already done enough, which is like, ooh, thank you,
Jesus.
It just makes you think about everything he's done, and I love it. Hallelujah. But yes, go check it out. The links for that will be on our Instagram highlights for Apple Music and Spotify.
Wow, fellas.
It's been a wonderful time.
Dad, thank you so much for being with us today.
I see this happening again in the future.
I hope so, because I've had a wonderful time, and you know, it's just something, this will go down in history.
Have you enjoyed yourself, Father?
It's been such an honor.
Good.
It's such an honor. I really have.
It's been an honor for us as well.
Super cool. Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter, where you can give us a follow at ThatTablePod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family, especially your dad.
Right.
If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the support tab on our website at www.thattablepod.com. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.